First, I'm going to ask you to describe when and where you were born and a bit about your parents and your grandparents.
I was born August 21st, 1933. My father named Coy Baker and my mother named Annie Baker. I was born in Lakeland, Florida, and I came to Miami when I was 6 years old, and I've been here ever since.
What was it like growing up where you did, and could you describe what your community was like when you were a child?
Well, most when I was a child, we had the colored water fountains and restrooms, and you had to ride to, in the back of the bus, and when they went on strike, and that's when they hired the first black bus drivers.
And what neighborhood did you live in? Was it a segregated neighborhood, like were whites allowed to walk through your neighborhood?
When I came to Miami, I stayed over town, and then we moved to Liberty City, and there was a wall between the white and the black.
What schools did you attend?
Liberty City Elementary, and I finished with Dulcie High School.
Where are some of the places you went as a teenager?
I went to several places, because I went up to North Florida where they had the whites sit to the bottom of the theater, and the colors sit up top of in the same theater.
Is there a haunting memory of discrimination or separation of the races?
I know when I was living in Liberty City, we went across the wall to play, and a guy shot at us there. So you stayed on one side of the wall, and that was between the white and the black.
What thoughts do you have about the changes that were made in the 1950s and 1960s?
Well, everything seemed to be getting better, and we make more advances at this time.
Okay. Did you ever go to Virginia Key Beach, and what was your experiences there?
Well, at that time, the whites, blacks went to Virginia Key, and we had to catch a bus over there until they make the causeway. Well, we couldn't go to the beach. The white is white and black beach, and so we didn't have a beach. So they gave us a beach over there, and we had to catch a boat and go over to Virginia Key, the beach.
What do you remember about the 1968 riots in Liberty City?
Well, it was pretty rough, because after McDuffie got killed, it was burning things all over, and it was a lot of chaos during that time.
What was the response to Martin Luther King's murder in 1968?
Well, everybody was upset about it, and things calmed down after a period of time.
And what about Bobby Kennedy?
That was very upsetting too, because Kennedy, John Kennedy got killed first, and then when he started trying to run for president, he was killed too, and that was pretty upsetting too.
Well, I'd like to thank you for coming out and speaking about your experiences growing up in Miami.
Thank you. Pleasure's mine.
Do you remember being a part of any organizations that fought for blacks during the segregation time or anything like that?
No, I never was not a part of it.
And how did you participate in helping the blacks, like, fight for segregation or something?
Got me again.
Was it something your family strongly believed in?
Yes,
why was it such a strong thing that your family did?
Well, at that time, we was treated wrong, and so everybody
messed up again. There's something else.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What history do you know about the area where Turner Tech is now? Like this area, what history do you know of it?
Well, when we moved to Liberty City, Alapala was was a part of different sections of the town, and they moved the boundaries from, they moved Alapella south, and now we live in Model City in Alapella. And Sweetwater, close from us, it was a graveyard there, and they built a school that they dug up the graveyard and moved the bones out to Brownsville.
Is there anything else that you would like to share?
Well, in my church, I'm a member of the choir, and we do a lot of dancing, and I also sing in the choir. In high school, I played drums in the band. And then one time we went to North Florida to a band clinic, and we went to stop at a restaurant to get some food. And it said Blackston, then coming to the front, we had to go to the back of the door to get some to eat. I remember downtown, the Blacks couldn't sit to the lunch counters, and when we bought clothes or shoes, they couldn't try them on in the store. Once they bought them, that was it.
And did Blacks protest against that?
They did. It was a big, and eventually they allowed them to sit to the counter.
And were you a part of that?
No. No, I was a teenager at the time, so I wasn't.
Thank you.